This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The proposed master plan for the city of Kalamazoo is now available for public comment. Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 is available at City Hall, branches of the Kalamazoo Public Library, and neighborhood associations, among other places. We're going to discuss the plan and what happens next with Kalamazoo City Planner Christina Anderson. Thank you very much for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So first of all, let's go back to process. How did you develop this plan? How did it all come together?
Sure. Imagine Kalamazoo is actually the process that we went, is the named process that we went through. It was about 15 months of community engagement, wrapped up this spring in April. We started off very broad, showed up at a lot of community meetings, art hop, music hop, and started asking people questions. What does a world-class city look like? What would Kalamazoo of the future look like? Very broad. From that, we started to ask more detailed questions. Oh, Kalamazoo is more walkable in 2025. What does that mean? What does that mean for the city? What does that mean in your neighborhood? And started to slowly break it down into more detailed levels, where we ended up this past winter in having meetings in every neighborhood in the city to talk about what the goals that we heard, the themes that we heard throughout the process, the walkability, complete neighborhoods, economic vitality, friendliness, what do all those things mean for your neighborhood? And how do we help prioritize some of your wish lists and, you know, get them into a document that could be implementable?
So let's talk a little bit about maybe a few of those concepts. Walkability. What does the city of Kalamazoo have to do to become more walkable? Does it mean more sidewalks? Does it mean reconstructing roads? Does it mean some of all of that and maybe more?
I think it means something all of that and maybe more. I think that how walkability is implemented or furthered throughout the city is going to depend on the neighborhood. And that's one of the things that we're trying to define. Is it best for a neighbor to have sidewalk on both sides of the street, a complete network on both sides of the street? Is it okay if we have sidewalk on one side of the street? How wide should it be? What does it look like at commercial areas? Wider at commercial areas? Does it have street furniture like benches, trees, banners, signage? So it kind of depends on where it's located. I think that as when we are starting to look at priorities for where we work first, we ask neighbors, residents throughout the neighborhoods, where do you walk? And we kind of got an idea of destinations, and we heard a lot about walking to parks, walking to schools, walking to those commercial centers nearby. And from that, have developed what we believe to be the priority area, which would be about a quarter mile around those areas as kind of the first pass for the priorities. Do those have the complete sidewalk network? Is the condition of the existing sidewalk okay? Or is there no sidewalk? And kind of looking within that quarter mile area around those sites as the first priority.
So maybe not every place needs a sidewalk. Is that what I'm hearing you say? I mean, I'm someone who lives at the end of a dead end street with no sidewalks. You know, could we use them? Maybe. But on the other hand, you know, walkability and those sort of things is not as big a factor when you're, you know, about eight houses on a block and you're at the dead end of a street where there's not much traffic coming through.
I think we want to make sure that everybody, wherever you live, ideally has a safe place to walk. And again, what that looks like will vary depending on the neighborhood. Is it two sides of the street? Is it one side of the street? And again, the width. We are a built community. We have neighborhoods that have hills, that have old trees, that have houses and garages built up to the property line, which is why we can't just say it's going to be this everywhere, because we have to really take the existing condition into consideration. But we want to make sure that if walking is the desired mode of transportation for a resident, that they can do so safely. It's a priority.
So does walkability and being connected then sort of play into one of the other things you talked about there, which is improving the city's neighborhoods?
It does. So in the master plan, we talk about a couple concepts that relate to that. We talk about, in our public meetings, we heard a lot of comments surrounding, I would like my neighborhood to be more walkable. I'd like to be able to walk to the commercial area. What I really would like, though, also is that commercial area to have things in it that meet my daily needs. I want to be able to get the light bulb, the jug of milk, without necessarily having to go across town. If I do want to go across town, I'd love to have another option than my personal vehicle, if I have one. You know, so is it possible to have, make sure that there's a transit stop nearby or the bike route, you know, those options in transportation. And some of these things, we heard them all over the place, all over Kalamazoo, and we took them and started to kind of piece together what a complete neighborhood means in Kalamazoo. Does it have options for transportation? Does it have, do people living in our neighborhoods have access to meet their daily needs in the neighborhood or close by? If not, what's missing? You know, is there access to food through a grocery store, farmer's market, community garden? Is there access to recreation? Is there a park within the neighborhood or adjacent to the neighborhood? And what amenities does that park have? So we've kind of taken all the things that we heard and started to compile what completeness means in our neighborhoods. And that is discussed in the plan. Also discussed in the plan is, okay, once you figure out what that definition is in Kalamazoo, how do we get everybody there? And we talk in the master plan about neighborhood plans, creating neighborhood plans that help achieve some of those goals to make sure everybody reaches a minimum level of completeness.
So there are some things in here about transportation, such as improved bike lanes, greater public transportation access. One of the questions, of course, that comes up is how long is it going to take to construct roads in a way, and how long is it going to take to maybe put in bike trails? Is this kind of an ongoing process that maybe comes when it's time to repave a road or to reconstruct a road?
So what the master plan does is kind of set out a work plan for the city. The master plan focuses mostly on transportation and land use related issues and kind of sets up the community for the work that can be done over the life of the master plan. Master plans generally last about 10 years with a 5-year check-in just to make sure everything's on the right path, right? So it is not, you know, when the master plan is approved this fall, there's not instantly bike lanes everywhere or new sidewalk everywhere, right? It's, you know, setting priorities. We talked a couple minutes ago about, you know, how do we start to set those priorities? We talked about a quarter mile around key destinations within our neighborhoods. So the master plan is about setting up priorities and setting up steps to help get there. So for, you know, in talking specifically about bike lanes, you know, how we, in the master plan, you know, we would set up things like, okay, so if there's a new destination, a new commercial center goes in, does it have bike racks? That's part one. So if if you're going to get there, where do you put your bikes when you get there? Safe parking. Then, okay, let's spread out. So we talk about the roads leading up to it. Are any of them noted as bike routes? What kind of bike route is it if they have one? Or if they should have one, if they don't have one, what kind of bike lane would be, bike facilities would be appropriate for that road? Is it just a sign? Is it a dedicated bike lane? Is it a protected bike lane like you see downtown on Kalamazoo Avenue? And start to lay out parameters for when those types of facilities would be appropriate. So the master plan is all about setting us up for success, making sure that we're understanding the right parameters to achieve, you know, whatever the goal it is, whether it's the sidewalk connections, the new bike lanes, connections with transit. So it's all about setting us up for success, stating our partners. You know, the city alone can't do transit improvements. That's the relationship between us and Metro Transit. There are many bike organizations and many bicyclists in the city that we need to bring in when we talk about our bike map. So it's all about, putting out the steps towards success and figuring out who our partners are.
And does that also sort of play into when you're talking about downtown? Because there's a lot of moving parts there, too. There's businesses and where they want to locate. If you're talking about transportation, Metro Transit may be involved in that. I guess in all of this, the city is not omnipotent, is it? I mean, there are lots of different entities that have to be worked with and that you're going to have to deal with if you're going to make this all a reality, correct?
Absolutely. And so if you were to take a look at the plan right now online or in many of the locations throughout the city where a paper copy is located, you'll see in the last section of the document, it's called Imagine Kalamazoo at Work, there's a start of a work plan. And so what it does is it outlines the goals and the actions to get some of those goals done. But you'll see that a lot of the details in that work plan are still not yet filled in. Who's going to take the lead? Who's going to be the partner? Because we are spending this time right now in talking to everybody. We're talking to every city department. We're trying to talk to all the neighborhoods over the next couple weeks as the document is being reviewed. All the organizations that deal with transit or deal with downtown, deal with housing, to make sure that we're all on the same page with the goals and the actions, and to, you know, line ourselves up. Okay, who's going to take the lead on this, and who's going to be the support, and how do we move forward? So, the city cannot do everything on its own. We need the support of those organizations, and we need the support of residents.
Well, a lot of the things we're talking about here would cost some money. But of course, we've also been hearing about the Foundation for Excellence. If that is successful and gets off the ground, does that make more of what is in this plan possible?
The master plan, the goals in the master plan, I said before that it sets up our work plan, right? And so as departments go forward with their budgeting process, whether it's standard city budgeting or whether it's looking at inspirational projects, it all needs to be tied back to Imagine Kalamazoo and the master plan. And so whenever a project is coming forward, we're going to have to note, okay, this meets our goal to create complete neighborhoods because it ensures more residents are within walking distance of a park, for example. So everything is going to have to be tied back to how it's achieving these goals that we've laid out for us, including the inspirational projects associated with the foundation.
So in other words, the public input that you're getting, and we'll talk a little bit more in a moment about the more public input that's to come, is that going to then drive what money that gets into the Foundation for Excellence ultimately gets spent on?
I think it'll certainly play a role in how projects are prioritized and scored.
So what is the next step then for the master plan and Imagine Kalamazoo 2025?
Certainly. So the master plan is, we kicked off a 6-week public review period on Tuesday of this past week, August 1st. And it will run, the comment period runs through September 15th. So during that time, we're asking residents to take a look at the plan and provide their comments. And there are lots of ways that comments can be made. If you go to the city's website, the document is linked off the website, as well as a way to comment directly through Open Town Hall. You can type in your comments and send them, and they come directly to me as the city planner. We also have the document throughout the city. It's at the library branches, city offices. It's on Western's campus, K College's campus, KVCC at Anna Winton Hall downtown. We have it at Metro Transit. We have it at coffee shops around town. So there's lots of places where it's located. In every everywhere where that document is located, there are comment sheets, and folks can write right on the comment sheet and leave it with the document, and we'll collect it. We are doing a lot of neighborhood presentations. The city will be at a variety of community activities, including in September, the Hispanic Festival, in August, the Mothers of Hope Picnic. We'll be talking about it and collecting comments. On September 12th, we're doing a big citywide meeting where we'll do a presentation of the document. We'll have lots of exhibits from all the community meetings we've had over the last 18 months for people to take a look at, kind of understand where the document came from based on the comment we received. When the comment period closes on the 15th, that just gives us an opportunity to go through all the comments and start to understand where making sure that we've covered all the main concepts prior to the public hearing for the plan. The public hearing is on October 5th in front of the Plan Commission. Now, at that time, it's still open for more comment. It's a public hearing. Folks are welcome to come out, listen to the presentation, and make additional comments that evening. imagine Kalamazoo as a process, as an engagement process, doesn't end with the master plan. It is going to be ongoing. Any projects that the city does require engagement, whether we're working with the neighborhoods, whether we're doing a road construction project, you know, checking in with the public, is the process moving forward. And so Imagine Kalamazoo does not end. It continues even when the master plan is approved.
And is there a date yet for voting on the master plan?
So the process is that the Planning Commission reviews it first, and that's October 5th. Once they review it, they make a recommendation to the City Commission to either approve or not approve the document. And so that would go before the City Commission probably in mid-October.
And there would be another opportunity, presumably, for public comment at a City Commission meeting.
That's correct.
Down the line.
Yep.
Christina Anderson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Christina Anderson is Kalamazoo City Planner. Links with more information about the City of Kalamazoo's master plan and Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 are available at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.